Good evening. Thank you for coming out tonight. This is the first day of the Memorial Day weekend. Summer has officially begun as of tonight. Let me welcome you all to the Town Crier Cafe. This evening I have the pleasure to welcome back a group whose music and friendship we've enjoyed here for several years now. A while back they recorded a live album right here on our stage. It's got a great title, Live at the Town Crier Cafe. It's always a pleasure to see them. Could you please join me welcoming back to our stage Gandalf Murphy and the Slimbovian Circus of Dreams.
Is it for real or some spell we're under? We lived half our lives, still don't know what it means. Let's pack up our bags for the circus of dreams. Or I guess we'll see you around. We come to town.
Get shot.
Circus of dreams, fly through. get me fly. Thank you. Thanks for coming out tonight. This is Memorial Day weekend, in case you didn't know. You're not supposed to be around. We thought it was going to be an empty room tonight, so thanks for sticking around. Let's see, where are we? We usually end with that song. I was ready to say goodnight after we were done. Okay. So we're Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. If you've never seen us before, this is Sharky on guitar over here. This is Tink over here on accordion and cello. That's Tony in the background there. My name's Josiah. Nice to meet you. Nice to see you again. So we're going to play some music for you tonight. Maybe we're going to do Slambovian now. Slow it down a little bit if we can. We had double espressos before we came on. That's why we did circus first. So we're going to try to get our hands to slow down here. This is a song about kind of a search for the ideal world. Went real fast, now we're liable to go like real slow. We're not sure where that's gonna swing to here.
It's not good though.
Yeah, it did. I'm walking around the city, I'm looking for a spark, any sign of life that can save me from the dark. Oh, if I could have my way, I would bring it here today, Slambovia. Been floating round the temple, is my head getting big? I've been talking to the elders, they all seem like empty wigs. So if I could have my way, I'd bring it here today, Slambovia. Yeah, but I'll wait, fate, love, hate. Get rich in a world that ain't my home, and I'll pack my bags and hit the road, and you won't have to see my face no more. Too long. giving me the creeps. Mama, take me far away, or else bring it here today forevermore. Thanks very much. Thank you. Okay. If you know us, you know we think that there's a lot of ghosts that work with the band and help us write songs and all. And so this is one we wrote just before we released Good Thief album. It's dedicated to all your ancestors and all the ghosts that help us out. Thank you. It's called Silent Revolution. I'll think I'm some kind of a loony. Alone but talking strong. Yeah, they think my mind is gone. I'm hanging with an army they can't see.
Us and all the dear departed souls.
shutting up and we're getting small. We're tuning into you. Won't walk before we learn to crawl. This time we want you to get through. We need you now. Most every afternoon, and mornings, evenings, night times, laughing, singing like a bunch of loonies. Yeah, we're all becoming friends. Oh, it's an anthem to the end. We're trying to teach everyone the tune. We're all instigating silent revolution, fashion institutions can't control. Seeing all the TNT parties, so yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
you guys aren't all like going somewhere for the holiday.
They are. They came to Slambovia for the holidays.
All right. Okay. Okay. I'm just getting nosy. Just wondering. You're here for the weekend? Hey, is your boat in the water? Kate has a really cool boat. You know? Kate's a Clearwater guy. I'm gonna push Clearwater during the show. I just want to let you know that. Okay. Don't you want to come up and announce it? Okay. Okay, later. Anyway, we're playing the Clearwater Festival, which is when? June 21st and 22nd? What's the Clearwater Festival? Okay, there are brochures, and they will be at the merchandise table during the break or afterwards. I do have some. You can volunteer or just pay and be a guest. Okay, on with the show.
This is Sunday in the Rain. It's if you've never heard it, it's a song about addiction. It's called Sunday in the Rain. I usually talk a lot, but somehow tonight I just feel like playing a little bit, so I ain't gonna talk as much. Phil said we're fired. Anyway, this is Sunday in the Rain.
One of our songs.
I've had this shirt for like 16 years, you know. I got a new derby on tonight. Did you notice that? But I got the same shirt on I've been wearing for 16 years. I thought I'd tell you that before we played Sunday in the Rain.
Trying to prove that even though he has a new derby, we're still dirt poor, you know?
Okay. We're doing okay. We're not moving too fast for you or anything, right? How many people have seen us before?
Yeah.
Okay. How many people are new?
Okay, you're not new, but you know us, but you've never seen
you've
us.
You've been around before. For a long time. It's just, you know, how many are new to seeing us? Is it? Could you do it again? How many people have never seen us before?
Woo.
Oh, cool, cool. All right. This is called Sunday in the Rain. Up today, like yesterday, I went out to score some anti-pain, but I need your voice now, it's something else on this Sunday in the rain. I faded away more every day, I'm feeling less, meant something more. Yeah, I never stopped to check the score to this Sunday in the rain. Well, I know I lied to you. Tonight, all your pain, I justified my own point of view. Now I'm standing all alone in the rain. Yesterday, I went out to score some anti-pain. My real addiction's getting plain on this Sunday in the rain. Yeah, I need your voice now, something else on this Sunday. Sharky McEwen. I wrote this song for Tink when we were recording our album, this new album that we've got coming out. It's been coming out for like a really long time.
we should dedicate this to Kate. This was recorded at Kate's summer
Ted's
house.
Place.
Raise your hand, Kate. Come on. She's a friend.
We needed a place to record, and they volunteered this really nice house. It was a perfect place for inspiration. It was actually a little bit too much of an inspiration because we had finally narrowed it down to like 15 songs that we were going to put on the album. We went up and we started recording, and within the first 2 days, we wrote 7 brand new songs, and we had to put some of them on the album, and this is one of them that we put on that album.
It's going to be coming out real soon.
Within a couple days, probably. Isn't that the greatest riff in the world? Listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. I listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, it's too high. On my old front door, I don't hear it. Doesn't mean you don't love me anymore. That ain't it. That is it. Well, Mama writes to Johnny, Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home, Lord, Johnny can't come home. You don't even know this with Mama writes to Johnny. Johnny can't come home, cause he's been on the chain gang too long. Yeah,
I like the other one better.
Hey, this is the one we wrote. Hope this don't suck too much. I wish I was gentle, I wish I was kind, instead of just out of my mind. I wish I was stable, I wish I was schooled, not just an idealistic fool. I wish I could whisper to you words that would comfort you. I wish I could chase your fears away. I wish that I could say, hey, it'll be okay. I wish I was charming, I know I'm just crude. I wish I was filthy rich for you. I wish that I could be dream. I wish that I could turn your wishes to reality. Just hoping my wishes all to come true, cause I wanna give my best to you. I wanna whisper to you words that will comfort you. I want to steal your heart away. And I just gotta say, hey, it'll be okay. I wish I was gentle, I wish I was kind, instead of just out of my mind. Instead of just out of my mind. You know I'm just out of my mind. Thank you. Man. Our audiences are like the best clappers in the world. It's very cool. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I need to change my guitar. I think ADD is kicking in.
It's all right.
Where are we?
It's the one that she plays the cello on.
Even when we do the slow ones, I feel like we're going about 100 miles an hour. The espresso is very good if you want to try it. If you feel like we're leaving you behind, if you're okay, we're all vibing. I feel the vibe. We're together, right? Same speed about, yeah. That espresso. Like. Could you dim the lights a tiny, tiny little bit up here? There we go. That was it. It was getting artificial for me. I couldn't see anybody's face, really. I was like pretending like I was talking to people, but I just saw your shadows. Now I can see faces. Hey. Good to see you. It's a bunch of you out there. It's very hard not to be artificial when you come up here. We usually start with a real slow song so we can, like, vibe with people. But we wanted to do Circus first, just, I don't know, just to switch it up a little bit. But that gets me too hyper. Then you want to go slickly into the next song and slickly into the next song. And we can't hold that together. We've tried. We've tried being very slick, and we start falling apart. I start forgetting where I am and what song's next and what I'm supposed to put on. So if we slow down, it gets better. Anyway, this song's become a favorite of a lot of people. This song, when it came down pretty much in one piece. And those ones that come down in one piece often are songs that really speak to people. And it's a song, after I wrote it, it made me cry. And I wasn't sure yet, you know, exactly why, but there's something in it. And this song's dedicated to the... to the invincible spirit of women. It's called Baby Jane. There are things they try to sell. What they're worth, I cannot tell. We spend so much time just surviving. We let heaven go to hell. You gotta move on, baby Jane. The way they think will make you go insane. Steal your love and then slam your name. Well, that's all right. They cannot steal your life. Yeah, they can never steal your life. So you just move on, baby Jane. Strong, his voice is sweet, specifically honed to knock you off your feet. Yeah, knock you down and hold you under, anything to keep you incomplete. You gotta move on, baby Jane. Steal your love and then slam your name. terrified you're gonna stake your claim. Yeah, he fears your soul, but he's no longer in control. Yeah, he's no longer in control. So you just move on, baby Jane. This song for you tonight, to let you know I love you light. But we can't stop here, oh, we'll start sinking. Gotta move until we get it right. Gotta move on, baby Jane. Where they think will make you go insane. I'd steal your love and then slam your name. 'Cause you're so fine. I wish that you were mine. I even wish that you were mine. Move on, baby Jane. Just move on, baby Jane. Move on to the light. Move on, baby Jane. We're going to do two sets, and I was just informed this is the last song of our first set. I flew by a whizzin'. That was fast. That's what my grandmother used to say. That flew by a whizzin'. Okay. Mile a minute. What is a mile a minute? Is that 60 miles an hour? Man, that went by a mile a minute. So we're going to do, we're doing
he's
a lot.
He's trying to set up the next song.
Am I?
Yeah, that just showed what a genius he is.
Oh, good.
You know.
That was bad, Tango.
I'm sorry. Sharky's going to talk to me. Hold on. I must have been bad.
So, anyway, this is genius. I don't know what's happening. I've never experienced not yabbing a lot between songs. I'm not in a yabbing kind of. I'm happy to see y'all. I'm having a good time. I hope you're having a good time. This is really fun. Good. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes it is. It's personal euphoria. You're up here like thinking you're having a good old time. Everybody's sitting there going, "Oh Christ, I can't wait for the break. I'm gonna sneak out, going home." Anyway. This one's dedicated to all the geniuses out there in the audience. You know who you are. Genius. I even heard the laugh of somebody I know who is a genius.
All the geniuses are sitting at that table right there.
So we'll do this one, and it's, you know, and then we'll see you on the break. I think I lost it once again. I'm out on a street wanting the end, and even friends do not pretend they understand me anymore. My head has gotten so damn big, I cannot even wear my wig. And girls are dogs, and men are pigs, and where is God? I got to drown myself again, just to survive. Yeah, I'll take this stuff so that I even wanna stay alive. Yeah, genius always rides on a roller coaster. It'll toast ya, weenie roast ya, when all your brilliant peers are already ghost ya. Wonder should ya hang around at all. Maybe I'll throw it all away, perfectly end a lousy day. Then I'll no longer have to play this stupid game. But if there's really something more beyond this world behind the door, will I be stuck beneath the floor without a clue? Well, maybe I'll stick around a while just to be sure. But mercury isotene makes everybody else a bore. Yeah, genius always rides on a roller coaster. It'll toast ya, weenie roast ya, when all your brilliant peers are already ghost ya. Wonder should ya hang around. Genius always rides on a roller coaster. It'll toast ya, weenie roast ya, when all your brilliant peers are already ghost ya. Wonder should ya hang around. Lost on the way. Something got lost on the way. I'm out on the street without a friend, 'cause even friends do not pretend they understand. Genius always rides on a roller coaster. It'll toast ya, weenie roast ya, when all your brilliant peers are already ghost ya. Wonder should ya hang around. Genius always rides on a roller coaster. It'll toast ya, weenie roast ya, when all your brilliant peers are already ghost ya. Wonder should ya hang around. Wow. if the sun refused to shine, I don't mind. I don't mind. If the mountain crumbled to the sea, let it be. Cause it ain't me. Yeah, I'm a genius. Thank you. We're Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. We're going to take a little break and come back. Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. Your love. 'Cause all I ever say and all I ever do is trying to find the ones that I once loved in you. Ain't it plain? Let's get back to our better life again. Yeah, all I wanna do and all I wanna be is feel the way I did when you believed in me. Ain't it plain? Let's get back to our better life again. Let's get back to our better life again. Let's get back to our better life. Yeah. Thank you. This is a song that I talk a lot about my dad. But my dad provided me with a lot of different ways to escape from reality that were really good, you know, by teaching me guitar and stuff. And I often tell the tales of how he, you know, he made these things for me, like the scooter that he made. Some of you have heard this story before. Other people it's new to. But I came home from school one time, and he had made me this scooter, which is like a 2x4 about this long. And you take a metal skate, and you pull it apart and stick it at each end. It's kind of like a prototype to skateboards. And you used to stick a Seal Test milk box on it, the ones that have the wooden bottoms on them as well as the sides, you know. So I came home, and there was this scooter that there was a – had a gold running board on it, had a black box with a gold skull and crossbones on this black box, and a gold broom handle that was cut into a V shape, so it had like handles on this thing. And he bought me this little motorcycle jacket. He didn't have much money. He worked in a factory. He used to load like barrels of chemicals onto a truck, but he found this really cool, like a real biker jacket, real thick leather jacket, you know, and he put a gold skull and crossbone on the back of that, wrote Joe underneath it. So anyway, he was real cool about stuff like that, and I wrote this song for him. It's a little bit it's a fictional thing. It's a song about a kid whose father built this bike for him because he wanted a bike for Christmas, and the dad couldn't buy him one because he was out of work because he was dying actually, and the kid didn't know about it, you know. So the setup for it is, you know, the kid comes down on Christmas. The father had already died, and he's just thinking about his dad, and he goes out and he sits in the backyard at the picnic table, and he's watching the snow come down. And he's just thinking about his dad and missing him. And he sees this tarp over by the garage, you know, this old moldy green-looking tarp. And he goes over and he looks under it because he'd never seen it before. And underneath of it is this bike that his dad had built for him before he died. And that's what the song's about. It's called Bike. Nicky found a bike in his father's garden, black and gold with flaming skulls on it. He knew just as soon as he sat upon it, it was a gift from Dad from the great beyond. It moved his soul. When he let it roll out into the street, every eye, every eye watched him. Mickey rode free as anyone could be. Everyone, everyone wished that they could him. Well, every morning Mickey would go out riding. Life was magic, being alive, then super cool existence with this enhancer. He spoke to God and he heard God answer. Holy mackerel. Dad had saved his soul. Every eye watched him. Mickey rode free as anyone could be. Everyone, everyone wished that they could be as cool as him. Then one day when he went out, something came to cause him doubt. Something came to bust his dreams, very cold and very mean. A gang of bullies blocked his way, all set to murder lives that day. The biggest one jumped in his space. Roundhouse kicked him in the face. And boy and back fell to the grass. Mickey's heart was beating fast. He knew this day could be his last. So he got up and kicked his ass. Ask me no questions, tell you no lies. That creep went down and started to cry. All of his gang went off in a fright. Mickey grabbed his bike, he rode away. Yeah. Was in control. When he let it roll. Every eye watched him. If he rode free as anyone could be. Everyone, everyone wished that they could be as cool as a man. Mickey found a bike in his father's garden, black and gold with flaming skulls on it. He knew just as soon as he sat upon it, it was a gift from Dad from the great beyond. From the great beyond. From the great beyond. A bike in his father's garden.
Thank you. Now, we get an option here to do one that we don't know at all. We tried to rehearse backstage, and then Phil told us we had to come on, so we couldn't do that one. But we might. You want to try it?
Okay.
We can try it a little bit.
You know, if we
can
if
have a disclaimer, right?
If it sucks, we'll stop right in the middle of it and not finish.
Is that okay? This is where you become involved in the show.
Okay.
You can go like this or like that.
Being pretty involved, right?
At least one borough.
Who's that? You, Kate. You're
That's
asking
Kate.
For Brooklyn.
She's full of trouble.
Did she tell you she was going to do Brooklyn? It's a conspiracy.
How did you know? Okay. This is one of the ones that we want to be on the next album, but it's not recorded
but
yet.
But it's not going to be on the next album.
Well, it's on an upcoming album. The upcoming album after the next album.
I can't stop writing. I'm writing like a... I've been writing about two a day over the past couple of weeks again.
Can you hear this in the house? Can you hear? No, you can't.
Careful. She's a punk cello. She's only been playing cello for like, you know, a very short time. Don't get it too, don't encourage her too much.
Well, you know, we have to keep our punk credibility. They got to hear how bad I really am, right? No pretense here.
Okay. We'll do a little preview of this song. If we, I don't know whether I remember the words, but, you know, again, it's always, we're playing for friends. This is not a show. You had to pay a lot of money to get in tonight there, right?
You can get 50 cents back for this portion of the concert.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, Tink really likes this song. And she's been bugging me to do it. This is no joke. We don't know how to play this one. Every light in every window came to reclaim the night. I know that this is just a vision, something that could be. It's tearing up my indecision. I cannot deny the things I see. I love Brooklyn tonight. I love Brooklyn tonight. Why'd you bring us out here, lady, into this perfect dream? We sweat and bleed for every move, dear. I'm not sure what this means. Could you deny your recent love for something that could be? Could you deny your present faith for one small chance to taste eternity? And love Brooklyn tonight. Take the Eve train out to Queens. You can ride out any night. It'll take you out, but not let you in. You gotta walk to earn that right. And the AA, like the angel, just goes up and down the aisle. In the place that wants to steal your mind and take your heart with style. But tonight I'll take the A train where the kings are calling me to save my face and take my place and learn my right to be all I can be. And love Brooklyn too. I love Brooklyn tonight. Love Brooklyn tonight. Thank you. That was scary, thank you. That's cooked already, that one. I didn't know it was cooked yet.
It's nice and raunchy around the edges still. We haven't, like, you know, you experienced the raw love there. It's nice, right?
Just to stay in the theme of Brooklyn, you know, this has become a song I got to do almost every set now. This is just, this is something that's egged on by my dad, who's a ghost who hangs out with me and prods me to do things all the time. And this has become a favorite of ours to do. I hope it's a favorite of yours to do. If you know it, you could feel free to sing along. My favorite riff again, you hear it? Isn't that amazing how much power that riff's got? Two notes. Well, it's easy to yodel. Yodel O-T, yodel little O-T, yodel little O-T. It's easy to yodel. Yodel O-T, yodel little O-T, yodel O-T. Yodel little O-T, little O-T, little O-T, little O-T, little O-T. You're a 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 little O-T. Middletown, Connecticut last night. We played at a place we didn't play before called the Buttonwood Tree or something. And people tried to yodel along with us. We said when we're doing our big Pink Floyd hillbilly folk pop tour with the screens and all that stuff, we're going to have a yodel choir. So among our fans, anybody that practices their yodeling, you know, you could become part of this yodel choir. It's going to tear the country up. You know, it's going to replace every other kind of music, I think, once people start doing it. It feels really amazing when you do it. It's scary at first, but it's unbelievable. It kind of kicks in all those glands that have all those, like, things in them. What are they called? Like, you know, them things.
Chemicals.
It's very cool. So we're going to do a song. We debuted this song here the last time we played. So you can't exactly say it's new, right? That was a while ago. Anyway, this is is this going to be on the new album? This is going to be on the new album. It's called Look Ma, No Hands. And yeah. Okay, here we go. It's another scary one.
Okay.
cruising down this hill Knievely. Yeah, I come so far since Dad was helping me. Yeah, I'm free. I'm so free. Look, my no hand. Look, my no drugs. And I'm floating high and stoned as I can be. Only difference is I got no strings on me. Yeah, I'm free. I'm so free. Look, my no hands. So damn hard. Yes, it feels so easy. Well, how we get so low? We gotta learn to flow. Talk to God like he's right here with me. And these visions are much better than TV. Yeah. And they're free. And I'm free. Look, my no hand. Rowdy bunch here.
Hey, Shark, you get a pick? I destroyed my pick. Joey, you get a pick?
I actually don't have one. Oh, cool. Look, Mom. No pick.
Light, yeah.
Light.
Yeah, it's good.
It is,
yeah, well.
How about those Mr. Sparkle dudes? Are they still in the back there? We have like a posse of high school kids who followed us here tonight. They're pretty cool guys. You guys got any picks back there? Come on, I'm picking up your check.
Does anybody got any capos? Does anybody got $100 bills?
That's good, Cone. That's good. That's a medium.
This is Conehead. He bootlegs. He's a famous bootlegger. Famous to us, anyway. No, he's
famous all over the place.
He's famous all over the place. You know, he's adopted us. Someone loves us. He gets us
festivals. Yeah. Gets us on the Gene Shea show in Philadelphia, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff, really. Like, he's the underground propaganda. I don't know. He's like the genius of propaganda. It looks like we really don't have anything together or organized or professional, but really, you know, he's part of the major label, you know.
The unofficial
grammar?
Minister of proper grammar.
That's it. No. He bootlegs us, but then he comes and gives us all the most current bootlegs that we made. So it's really cool. It keeps us up to speed with what we're doing. Look, I'll show you the right here.
Does anybody got a capo?
Well, we can do something else. Talk to each other for a minute. I'm like struggling. Yeah, you guys, you know how you go to church on Sunday and, you know, shake the hand of the person next to you and greet them and, you know, share the love? You don't have to do that. This is Phil. Does everybody know Phil? This is Phil.
Phil's kept this place running for 30 years. That's like amazing. It's because he's very ornery.
Yeah.
Nothing can defeat Phil. He's like our uncle. We like him a lot. Okay, here we go. Just. Sorry about this. This is par for the course tonight. This is pretty professional, right?
Well, I'm going to say something. Not that I have been quiet all night.
You haven't been quiet at all tonight.
I've been really bad tonight.
You talk more than me tonight.
I know. I'm really sorry. But before you guys go, if you're new, please sign our mailing list so that when we come back here, we can let you know. And also sign the Town Crier mailing list. They have a lot of very cool things coming through here all the time. And I'm not going to say anything else, but because I might get in trouble. Tell them to buy CDs.
Tink's really afraid of me.
Well, I tend to talk too much, you know. I really do. It's true. That's all I'm going to say.
It's pretty good. We're married to each other, if you don't know.
Shh.
We're like Sonny and Cher.
No. He's dead.
Of the punk hillbilly Floyd realm. This is a song about the things we think are most important in life. That's loyalty to your friends and family.
Deep.
That was really deep. That was about a half step too deep.
Deeper than I was expecting.
Deeper. See, when you come to see us play, you learn a lot of technical things about guitar playing, about modal tuning.
That's called drop D.
That's a drop D.
D modal tuning.
Deep.
That was a pretty smooth intro and stuff, right? It was like real emotional, and I was really sincere, and then I completely, okay.
That's part of the show, though. Come on.
For the past, you know, when we play here, we make New Year's resolutions that, we've done it for about the past 3 years that we're going to, like, get real smooth transitions together in between the set, which shows you where we're at here.
But we, anyway, never mind.
This is a song about. This song's called "We Never Fit In Anyway." Of all we know, there is a place I used to go. Anytime I didn't feel that I belonged in what was real, and I would always see you there, arriving on a desperate prayer. We'd sit and talk, we'd laugh and cry about the meaning of it all. And all around we'd hear the sound of what the world was saying. But there's something in us can't subscribe to games they say to play. Hey, I don't believe. Yeah. 'Cause we never fit in anyway. We never fit in anywhere. Only here, and we know here is not perceived reality. We never fit in anyway. We never fit in anywhere. But I don't care, 'cause I know here is where I always wanna be. Chevy Biscayne in the rain, where we would share the loss and gain of every day we had to be the things we knew we couldn't be. So we would laugh until we choked, and everything became a joke. The only way we could survive, so we could live another day. 'Cause all around we'd hear the sound of what the world was saying. But there's something in us can't subscribe to games they say to play. Yeah, I don't believe. Yeah. 'Cause we never fit in anyway. We never fit in anywhere. Only here, and we know here, is not perceived reality. We never fit in anyway. We never fit in anywhere. But I don't care, 'cause I know here is where I always wanna be. Always been a friend by every means to every end, and that to me, that loyalty is worth believing in. Though all around we hear the sound of what the world is saying, something in us can't subscribe to games they say to play. I don't believe. I don't care, 'cause
and the wind is where you've always been with me. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, la 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 la. Yeah, yeah. We never fit in anywhere. We never fit in anywhere. We never fit in anywhere. We never.
We were going to do this. We were going to do this one song, and then we were going to do. We're down to like. We were going to do our last song, right now. And then we were going to, you know, hope we get an encore, and then we come back, and we would have done the other song. And Tank said, if you do this song, you never get an encore for this song. So then we wouldn't get an encore. So do the other song that you're going to do for the encore now. And then come back and do the
other
one.
And it's not that the other song's not good, but it's just you get so blasted by the song that you're, you know.
You get blasted by both of them, though.
You think?
Yeah.
We're not.
Well, that, okay.
So okay.
Sorry. It was that Kate. Some friend you are. You yell out songs we don't know how to play at all, you know? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Only if you're with that.
Sharky's the boss of us right now, I say.
Which one you want to do, Shark?
Let's do both those songs.
Okay. Look, if we do... Here, I'll make you a deal. If we do Buddha now, and that was going to be our last song, but if we do Buddha now... Will you still give us an encore?
Okay.
You happy with that, Tink?
I just want to make sure we're all vibing together. Are we all together? Okay. Then we're okay.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Sing Sing prison, and time keeps dragging on. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I sing my sad, sad song. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't play around with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Oh my. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I hang my head and cry. Let's go, Sharky. I hear the train are coming, it's rolling round a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Sing Sing prison, and time keeps dragging. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I'll sing my sad, sad song. Rolling down the track, says your true loving daddy ain't a coming back. I'm a moving on, I'll soon be gone. You have to laugh on me, but I'm setting you free. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on.
It's a hillbilly crowd. We're in a tight spot now.
I never heard that version of Buddha before.
I never heard this kind of audience before. Who let the dogs in?
That's a very zen thing, that thing. It's amazing how crazy you can get to something that simple. I don't know how to segue into the other one. You know,
that's all right. Go ahead.
We love you guys, man. You guys are a gas. Thank you. We will sleep very well tonight when we go home. Okay, that's good. I'm getting psyched. So let's see. I don't know how I do this. This is usually a song where I kind of bitch and moan about religion in the world. And
go ahead.
I don't know how to do that.
It's okay. You can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, it's a funny time. It's funny because I got some friends in the audience who are dealing with some, like, you know, really trying to create unity between the religions right now. They've been in some very, I'm not going to point them out, but they've been in some very dangerous places. Real seriously, they've risked their lives trying to bring unity among religions that don't get along with each other. I'm of the thought that it seems like most of the religions suck these days. I think everything almost, you know, they're getting us into a lot of trouble, and I think you know, they're getting God into a lot of trouble. And I think God's a pretty good guy, you know. You know, anyway, this song is our religious part of the. This is the religious segment of the. Thing. So, you know, this is, so you can get nervous now because you don't know what I'm going to say at all here. But this song, for me, I think a lot of times when the songs come down, it's like the spirit world talking to me, and it's kind of a call to responsibility within myself. You know, I write these things, but I never know where they're going, you know, even for me. But this song to me is, I think, what religion should really be about. I mean, there were a lot of great religious leaders who tapped. You know, who became very enlightened and tried to do great things for the world. And then there's a bunch of people that got behind them and started following them and worshiping them and stuff like that and letting themselves be saved by them and such, which I think is a terrible thing to do to somebody who accomplished something. So, anyway, blah-dee, blah-dee, blah. But the thing to kick this off was, I'll cut it short. I'll let the song talk. Anyway, I think if we all try to attain our own Christhood or our Buddhahood or whatever hood you're a part of, whatever neighborhood you're from in the religious world, I think we could solve the problems in this world very easily. The problems are not big. We can kick the ass of the problems if we would strive to become what it is that we believe in. So this is a call to the Buddha in all of us. It's dedicated to the Buddha in each one of you. It's called Talking to the Buddha. We went out on the road today, and the sky was full of tears. And each small town looked so blue, and they seemed to ache for better years. Then my cell phone started ringing wild, like a fire alarm from hell. And when I picked it up, a sad voice said, "It's time to ring that golden bell." And I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. I was talking to the Buddha, and I realized that I've been causing all this rain. Said, "Meet me at Phil's Diner, where Route 6 meets 88. Well, I arrived at the appointed time. The Buddha said, "You're running late." So we both ordered an espresso from the owner's new machine. And as the jukebox played Nirvana, he said, "Ignorance is mean." And I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. Was talking to the Buddha, and I realized that I've been causing all this rain. I've been causing all this. Buddha said the 12 gates wait for you, and creation's in travail, waiting for us all to see the light and restore what we have failed. The waitress said, "Hey, you want a refill?" But Buddha said, "There is no time." is 3 seconds left to zero. Then that white light stole my mind, and I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. Realize that I've been causing all the suffering. I've been causing all the Sharky McHugh and Tony Zuzulo. Thank you. We'll just play the encore for you and then we'll let you go home, okay?
Check out slambovia.com. There's some really great stuff on there, and you can get more information. And you can
get lots of tips for hairdos.
And you can get a lot of miles out of two chords.
Thanks, Bob.
And don't forget about Clearwater. If anybody has a question, you see this lovely lady here? This is Kate. Kate's the patron saint of Clearwater, other than Pete Seeger, of course. And if you have any questions, she'll just answer all of them. Right, Kate? So then I'll stop talking.
Say no?
This one's my mom's favorite. I hope you all had as good a time as we did. Thank you very much. It's nice to see a lot of old friends here tonight and a lot of new friends. We're a tribe, we're strong. Dedicated to the child in everybody. Only the child can save us now. Where I'm from, in South Philadelphia, they got a thing called the Mummers. My mother thought this sounded like a mummer's tune. If you notice, when I play, I do this a lot. My grandfather and my dad both marched in the Mummers, you know. They did this kind of stuff. Anyway, this one's for my mom, and again, for the kid and everybody. It's called Alice in Space. Up to her place, the wheels leave the ground. Yeah, the air here is laced, and I'm gone. I'm long gone. And it's a long way out to Allison's space. Visit Alice, cause she understands more of the child and less of the man. She don't game me, she won't fall, but it's a long way out to Alice's face. She'll lift you up and she'll shed your disguise. Oh, I've seen the ancients in Alice's eyes when she smiles. Oh, yeah, yeah. See the ancients in Alice's eyes when she cries. Millions of people and one little lie. Zillions of children whose spirits have all flown away. They're long gone. And it's a long way to Alice's space. It's a long way out to Alice's space.
It's a long way out. And dancing.
Thanks. We'll do just one more for you. Thank you very much. This is one we hardly play. It's a mellow one. So they calm down and let us go home.
Recorded this song on the album because I punked out. I wanted someone with some real chops to work on this song. Come on, Alistair. Want to come and play some piano? Come on, Allie.
I hope it's in tune, Allie. Is that in tune, Phil?
You might regret this.
We will find out.
It's going to be fun. Don't worry. This is our really good friend, Alistair.
That's why Tink made him come up and play a song that he doesn't know how to play, because he's our good friend.
Alistair, you don't have to do this just because I asked. All right.
We run on fumes, we don't need much. A little smile is just the touch. We run all day and through the night. A couple winks will
get us right. There is a source that doesn't sleep. Its dreams are vast, its roots are deep. The very source of what we are is very close. Yeah, we just think it's far. I am in you, you are in me. What we should be will surely be. I always was, always will be in love with you, in love with you. Something's gonna give out, and it ain't me. 'Cause I think I finally see that there is a source that doesn't sleep. Its dreams are vast, its roots are deep. The very source of what we are is very close. Yeah, we just think it's far. I am in you, you are in me. What we should be will surely be. Always will be in love with you, in love with you. I am in you, you are in me. What we should be will surely be. I always was, always will be in love with you, in love with you. I always was, always will be in love with you, in love with you. Do 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 do. Thanks a lot, everybody. Good night. God bless you. Take care.